Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Freed, and tonight we have a celebrity on our show, Rhonda Shear of Shear Enterprises, and one of her latest inventions is the Abra, which many of you have heard of. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian, but it's Abra.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to get into it a little bit. Maybe after you start telling me a little bit about the bra, I might convert my... sound like that.
Obviously, you are not a woman, so you will never quite understand the feeling of putting on a bra that doesn't hurt, that doesn't pinch, doesn't stays in place, has no underwires, you just step into it. So all I can tell you is it's pure comfort, and it makes all women feel better and look a lot better.
Fantastic.
So that's why 25 million women across the globe are going,
Well, that's great, Rhonda. Thank you for joining us tonight. And if you
don't mind
spending a few moments to give us a little bit of some background about you and who you are.
I'm Rhonda Shear, and I think some people out there may remember me from hosting a show called USA Up All Night that I did all through the 90s in Los Angeles. I grew up in New Orleans, went to school at Loyola, was accepted to law school, but headed out to L.A. to really pursue my dreams of show business. I started in show business really young in New Orleans, doing commercials and then becoming a Miss Louisiana. I even ran for public office there and then begged my parents to let me spend the summer in L.A., and they did, and then kind of had beginner's luck with getting onto a Bob Hope special and Happy Days, and that led to more TV and then stand-up comedy, and then eventually, after hosting hundreds of shows and starring in hundreds of mainly television, some film, I ended up hosting this show called Up All Night,
which is
an over-the-top show that hosted movies all through through the 90s on USA Network. And I spent a lot of time in lingerie because it was a little late-night show, and it was geared to keep people tuned into films that were B-films at the time. And now they're cult favorites, but at the time, you had to do something to make people stay watching these films. And that was my job, is the interstitial broadcasting in between the commercials, just doing these funny sketches. And so actually spending so much time in intimate apparel and lingerie, I started realizing it's really pretty stuff, but it's not so comfortable. And that one day I thought, well, maybe I could just make intimate apparel better and more comfortable for women and not so uncomfortable, because you spend a lot of time in it. You sleep in it. You have to wear bras. You have to wear, undergarments. Why not do something more comfortable? And then that's how the whole thing came full circle, and I started my own line, Rhonda Shear Intimate Apparel.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, the listeners have an opportunity while they're listening to the show, without clicking off listening to the show, to go on to rhondashear.com, right? RhondaShear.com. And
exactly.
You can take a look at, that's your retail website. And then you also have Shear Enterprises.
Yeah, I mean, that's just about our business. They are kind of linked together. So you can go to rhondashear.com and read about my Hollywood background, my New Orleans background, Shear Enterprises. And then a lot about my past, and how show business definitely intertwines into what I'm doing today. And, of course, I started on HSN, was our first biggest customer, which is located in St. Petersburg, Florida. So I still spend a lot of time in front of the camera. So I still have the elements of show business because, I sell on the air. So I'm still in front of the camera, and I get to be silly and funny and use all the my past from Los Angeles.
Okay, that's excellent. And now you get to be silly and funny on the radio show.
Absolutely.
in your lingerie. All right. So Rhonda, tell us when you had that aha moment, right? When you were on that Up All Night show and you were wearing this stuff, you started to feel uncomfortable. Was that the real start of your inventing career?
Well, probably not. I probably started back in my bedroom as a little girl designing for my Barbie dolls. And then I continued to design for myself because I did the pageant route with evening gowns and swimsuits for the Miss USA and many other pageants. And then coming from New Orleans, there's Mardi Gras. Most people don't know it, but there's different queens of Mardi Gras, and so I designed my gowns. And, you know, New Orleans is kind of its own little unique animal, so a lot of costume, a lot of pageantry. So I started actually designing all through those days. And then when I got to Los Angeles, and I didn't love necessarily people, the costumers and wardrobers were awesome, but I didn't think that they were necessarily putting me in clothing that was flattering for my figure back then, which was actually a few sizes smaller, but it's still, I was always a curvy girl. Mm-hmm. And I started kind of getting into design then by, I would bring my own wardrobe sets, or I would bring something that was made for me, that I had made for me, that I had designed. And so I had been designing all along, even though my major in school was broadcasting and communications. The design element had definitely been part of my life. So, and designing clothes. I mean, I also, my line isn't just bras. It's totally a vertical business where it's apparel and leggings and clothing and cover-ups and all the things that women, you know, kind of the things that not everybody thinks about.
Right. So it was almost like a hobby in a way, where you had this trade behind you. Well,
right.
Parallel to what you were doing, being on air. And then you said, you know what? While I'm doing this, I might as well start doing that. And that's how it kind of came about.
Well, kind of. Except the only element missing from that story is that it's a love story. Because I reunited with my junior high school sweetheart 11 years ago, almost to the day. And we got married. We eloped. It was a surprise to me, too. We reunited on classmates.com. Got married, didn't really think through the logistics that he was living in Louisiana and that I was living in Beverly Hills. And so then we started, you know, putting our heads together business-wise, because through a series of, I won't even go into the long, boring facts, we both, you know, I was off of the air at the time working stand-up comedy, but not on a regular in a show. And then through his, you know, through the divorce and everything, it was better for him to move on from the current business he was in, which he was a entrepreneur and always started his own businesses too. So basically we're newlyweds and without work and hadn't seen each other in 25 years. So that was the beginning of our marriage. So my husband, you know, who was computer savvy and a businessman, I started telling him the things that I would like to do, you know, and he helped build a website that was based on intimate apparel. And then that one thing led to another. I reached out to Home Shopping Network or HSN. They put me on, and that was the beginning of a really great future at that point.
Okay. So during this show, Rhonda, we want to really get into your brain and understand exactly what it took to get to the level where you are today. Many inventors out there love to hear these stories. They learn from it. And if you don't mind, during the show, we're going to go step by step. Because I'm sure it wasn't just, hey, I think I have a great idea, and now I'm doing $80 million of AHA bras. So there's a lot that went between it. I'm sure there was a lot of trials and tribulations and all types of things that happened to you along the way. And if you don't mind, definitely want to pick your brain tonight.
Absolutely. I would love to. And I'd love to share that with people out there who are getting started and who have that great idea. So my pleasure.
Okay, super. Well, we have a little bit of time in this segment to get started. So when you had that moment, you had the experience of being a somewhat of a designer, right? Kind of by trade there. And
right.
So I don't know when there was
I was really a designer because I didn't, it wasn't my major. It was a passion. And I think all designers or anyone with an idea, even if it's just someone who's sitting home in their kitchen and they find a better way to do something or something, it's out of usually, I think inventors, at least for myself, comes out of a necessity for their own needs. So I wanted, because of my own body and shape and type, I wanted a better bra that fit me, or even intimate apparel, not just the bra, but something that was comfortable because I was a curvy woman and I needed something that fit me that I needed, you know, and I didn't know how, I couldn't find it in a store.
Okay, so it was a problem for you. That's when it really sank in that you had something here. You said, I'm looking around. You obviously identified your problem. You looked around and you saw that there was nothing really out there. I mean, how extensive was your search, Rhonda? Did you go to the, you know, Adam and Eve store and didn't see anything and you kind of just started, well, or tell us the extent of that.
I don't think it was a one-moment search. I think I had been looking for the correct bra since I was about 12. So it was definitely not. It was a lifelong, nothing ever fit. And definitely that rings true with my customers because being on the air, they call me up and give me testimonials and say, I have never found the right bra. I just had a woman call me last night on the air at HSN and say, I am 60 years old. I have never worn a bra since I'm 12 because they're all uncomfortable until I found your bra, the Ah bra. So I'm not alone in this. So usually when an inventor, any inventor or anyone with an idea or a passion to something comes up with something, it's probably someone else is thinking of the same solution but doesn't know how to fix the problem. So that's why usually, you know, when someone has an invention, they're not alone in their thoughts. Someone may need a better stapler or something easier, whatever, or a better mousetrap, as they say, and other people need it too. It's just who's the inventor that's going to come up with it, have the passion, and then do what it takes to make it, to get it out there.
Okay. So really, what did you do with your search?
Well, with my search, just nothing worked. I mean, I part of the reason we went into business was, you know, I was, you know, newly married and wanted to do something that I thought was good for other people and would make some money, of course. And so I started designing and started actually initially buying things off of other people's lines. And I said, gee, this stuff isn't really so great. Let me get together with, you know, some factories or some other manufacturers and see if they can't make something.
Okay. Well, that's how it all starts. So we'll be back with Rhonda Shear from Shear Enterprises, also known for her Abra, $80 million in sales so far. Congratulations. We'll be back with Rhonda on segment two on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Stand by for segment two.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570.